Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 22nd, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Over the weekend, we got a couple of great diaries for people analyzing malware. First, well, how do you get to your malware? Xavier has a diary about pCapture and pCapture service. The second is a service that you can run on your system. It will then extract executable code as it's running, save it to a specific directory, and log MD5 hashes and executable names so you can actually then feed them, for example, to Splunk. Pretty nifty. It's free only for personal use. If you use it in a corporate environment, you'll have to pay for a license. The second diary deals with a malware that has been quite popular last weekend. It's called Locky. It's really just another form of ransomware. It's called Locky because it uses that as the extension for its encrypted files. Now, Locky is all about Word macros, and certainly we have talked a lot about Word macros and malware related to that in the past. It tricks you into enabling macros because it claims that a document that you're opening is encoded incorrectly unless you enable macros. Now, in order to extract some of the macros and do sort of a quick triage on this malware, you need to analyze JavaScript that comes with the malware, and that's not so quite easy with Locky. And we have a diary here by Didier that shows some tricks about deobfuscating this Locky JavaScript. And the Mint Linux distribution, which is quite popular with people who are new to Linux and try to run Linux on a desktop, has apparently been compromised. What happened was that the website that offers Linux Mint had been hacked, and a link to the ISO file was altered to point to a backdoor version of that ISO. So with that, Linux Mint 17.3 Cinnamon had been backdoored. The MD5s of the backdoored versions have been made public now in the Linux Mint blog. Also, this particular version will connect to a backdoor that is running on absentwatka.com. So you should see some DNS lookups for that. Also, the IP address, at least at the point the blog was posted, was 5.104.175.212. Right now, I can't connect to the Linux Mint site at all, so I assume that they took it offline to figure out what exactly happened. I'm not that familiar with that distribution, so I'm not sure if they just published MD5s, SHA-1 sums, or if they did publish a PGP signature for their ISO files. Just as a note, if it was just checksums, if they just published SHA-1 sums, for example, it doesn't matter what hash they published. Given that the website was compromised, it should have been possible for the attacker to also modify these checksums. The only right way to really deal with this is to offer digital signatures, PGP signatures, and with a private key that's hopefully not sitting on the server that hosts these ISOs or links to these ISOs. And Sucuri found some malware that plays an interesting trick with administrators of the Magento e-commerce framework. This framework had some big vulnerabilities in the past, and well, most administrators are aware now, hopefully, of the need to keep this particular package patched. So some recent malware, after it installs itself, claims to be such a patch in order to prevent being discovered as additional malicious software. So this is not, as Sucuri points out, a case where we trick an administrator into installing the malware by claiming it is a patch. Instead, the malware, after it's installed, claims to be a patch, so it's less likely going to be discovered and removed. Well, then just a quick update on the Glib C vulnerability. Looks like there's still no, at least no public remote code execution exploit for this vulnerability. That's really the big unknown, how likely something like this will be released. On the other hand, it looks more and more like recursive name servers will probably be able to forward some forms of the exploit code. If you are interested in some details, we have now an archive of Friday's webcast about this topic. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.